Right, Anthony Masterson sitting here with Peanuts catcher Sean Rooney. And Sean, you're leading the team in hitting right now. You started off a bit slow this year. What kind of clicked for you in the beginning of May in terms of your offensive production?
Well, even when you start off slow, you just kind of try to keep your head up and, continue to go up there with a purpose. And, things just kind of, you kind of start to figure it out. And, it's a new league. And, you kind of start to go up there with a plan after that. And it started to work out.
All right, as a switch hitter, what side do you prefer to hit from?
The right side's always been my natural side. I am definitely starting to get a lot more comfortable from the left side because you see a lot more right-handed pitchers.
All right, you've also hit well over 300 on the road this year. What changes for you and really the rest of the Potomac Nationals ball club when you're away from Pitzer Stadium?
Well, honestly, there's nothing really that changes. I guess it just happened that way.
All right, you're also no slouch behind the plate either, throwing out nearly half of would-be base stealers. And talk about the preparation that goes into being behind the plate for a game.
As a catcher, I really make my defense number one. I really try to make sure that I take care of the pitcher out there. And, I'd like to say that I work more on my catching stuff than my hitting. It's not always true. But I definitely try to make it a priority to get on one of these side fields over here or before a game, just do some blocking or do some receiving and stuff like that and really make sure that, my defense is number one.
All right, you played a lot of positions actually growing up instead of catcher. But what kind of made you make the decision to become a catcher?
It was kind of just told to me that, hey, if you have a chance at being a pro, that you should consider catching. You have good hands and, you swing the stick. I've pitched for a really long time and I enjoyed it thoroughly, but, it just the catching kind of clicked.
When you're behind the plate, do you get the calls relayed from the dugout or do you call the game yourself?
The majority of the time, I'll call the game by myself. Obviously a pitcher has the last discretion. He can shake off to whatever he wants. But once in a blue moon, the manager or the pitching coach, Trent or Paul, will, signal something that they really have a good feeling about from the dugout. But the majority of the time, I've got a pretty good feel for these hitters. You see these teams quite, seen them plenty of times, and you're going to continue to see them. So I'm starting to learn the hitters on the other team.
Yeah, with the roster turnover that we see usually in the Carolina League, is it tough to get to know all the new pitchers and get to know all the repertoires so quickly throughout the season?
If it's a guy who's signed that's new with us, then yeah, it could be difficult. But, most of the guys that you catch them during spring training, during instructs and all that stuff. So we have a pretty good idea, throughout the entire pitching staff. We spend a lot of time with our pitchers in spring training and with our catching coordinator. And we just, we're always trying to get on the same page. And I'll talk to the pitchers before the game and, after catching a couple sides, you kind of start to learn where, places that they miss and stuff you can expect.
Is it tough being behind the plate and knowing you have to know what a pitcher is comfortable with in a certain situation for the entire pitching staff?
It's something that, when you're first starting out, it's hard to grasp. But as you kind of continue to go, you really start to get a feel for your pitchers. And sometimes you'll pitch to the pitcher's strengths. Sometimes you'll pitch to the hitter's weaknesses. It'll vary.
All right, we already mentioned that you used to be a pitcher. You used to be a third baseman as well. Is that correct?
Yeah. I've actually in high school, my senior year, I played third base while my younger brother played short.
That was growing up in California. You also played both with and against your fellow Peanuts teammates, Brad Myers and Danny Espinosa. Is it a bit weird to have those guys on the same team now that you're all professional baseball players?
I wouldn't say it's weird. I'd say it's more ironic. Of all the professional baseball players, we end up on the same team. Especially, I played with Espinosa a little bit, but Myers was like, he and I were little league guys, and he and I were, the pitchers on our little league all-star team, like the 1-2 punch, and it was a blast. So we go way back. Actually, I talked to his dad and his brother in the stands the other day, and it's nice seeing them, and it's amazing now to feel behind the plate while Myers is on the mound. But it's really cool having guys back from your hometown that you played with.
So how much credit can you take for Brad Myers' all-star first half of the season?
I can't take a whole lot, man. He's throwing very well. He's looking pretty comfortable out there.
What do you like to do in your downtime away from the ballpark, a little bit of downtime that you actually have?
Well, I went to an archery pro shop today and dropped my bow off to get it tuned up for my off-season hunting trip. But other than that, when we get an off day, I really like to take advantage of doing nothing because I'm usually so exhausted from working my butt off that those off days really, I like to sit around, watch some movies, get some stuff done. And, other than that, off-season, I spend a lot of time with my family, my fiance, and, if I get time, then I like to do some hunting and fishing.
Where do you like to go hunting, and do you have a specific game that you like to hunt when you do go hunting?
From right here from our last game, I'm going to be heading straight to Colorado to go elk hunting. That's pretty much a family tradition that I've grown up doing. We go elk hunting with our bows.
All right, run through a little bit of quick hits, some favorites here. Favorite place to play you've had so far?
Favorite place to play? I'd have to say Frederick.
All right. How about your favorite movie of all time?
Favorite movie of all time, Braveheart.
Favorite music / favorite artist?
Country music, I'd say either George Strait or Tim McGraw.
All right, favorite food on the road?
You know, the spreads actually in Myrtle Beach are pretty good. He does a pretty good taco bar.
All right. How about your favorite food in general?
Favorite food in general would have to be steak. Steak, potatoes, for sure.
All right, what are some of your goals for the rest of the 2009 season?
You know, I think just, you know, as much as like, oh, I'd like to hit this, or I'd like to make sure I throw out this many guys, it's just to, you know, stay on the path and continue working hard, make it through the season, you know, with some positive things to look back on. Staying consistent is one of the biggest things that, you know, you can compare minor league guys to big league guys. So the more consistent I can be, then I know that I'm making more progress towards the big leagues.
All right. Thank you very much, Sean. Rudy Peanuts, catcher. Send it back to you, Dan, in the press box.